Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion on self-importance, and I want to talk about self-importance in the workplace today. Many of us have come across senior executives within organizations with tremendous egos. And when you have a tremendous ego, the challenge you have is you know more, or at least you think you know more, than everybody around you. So you can't possibly learn from them because you know better. And you probably can't learn from your customers either because, again, if you have a huge ego, you already know better. I mean, that's the virtue of having that ego. The other problem is with huge egos, you create people, you create enemies. And people, at some point, want to bring you down. And I saw this play out. It was actually the CEO of a firm I used to work for. And he created many, many enemies, not only within the organization, but outside the organization. And it had everything to do with his outsized ego. And he made some enemies at the local paper. Now, when I say the local paper, I don't mean a small town paper. I mean a big city, very well-known, powerful newspaper, one of the best in the country. So he created some enemies there. And the second he stumbled, they tore him down. And when that happened, he was out of that role within a week or two. So the point is if you don't respect people around you, you run the risk of becoming a target yourself. And I think that's exactly what happens in this case. And I think there are instances where, you know, even at lower levels, where, a new employee starting and another employee above him or several levels is dismissive. And one day that junior person gets promoted above that other person. You never want to be in that situation. And it can happen. So the one thing I love about where I am is that, within my organization, you can't get ahead if you don't treat others with respect. And the point is it's going to help you too, because if you're doing projects and you need people, and sometimes you need junior people to help you with things, they're more than willing to help you if you show them respect along the way. If they like you and they want to be involved in projects with you, they're going to be much more motivated to do a great job. So what comes around goes around. It's impossible to predict how things are going to play out. So why not take the high road? Be nice to people, treat everyone with respect. There's tremendous karmic paybacks in doing so. And why not? You just have huge benefits. There's no downside, there's only upside. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to subscribe. You can do it on Stitcher, you can do it on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would just love the opportunity to be that person for you. What it means is just a commitment of a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment. Let's get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the benefits of giving of yourself. But remember, for today, I want you to think about this corporate self-importance concept. The better you treat people along the way, the better they're going to be to you. What comes around goes around. You're going to need the help of the people that work around you, whether they're above you, beside you, or beneath you in the corporate ladder. Why not just be nice to everybody and treat everyone with respect? It will have tremendous returns for you over the course of your career. Thank you.